Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are watching Ice, The Last Generation, also known as Ice, also known as Ice, Ice Baby, also known as Dear God, what the hell did we watch?
Seriously, though.
But before we dive into it, before we really get into the meat and potatoes of this, if we were just talking about some reminiscence, memories, games, hopes, dreams, everything like that, if you want to catch a part of that wider conversation, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. And if you want to help support us, help us grow, and you don't want to go through Patreon, you can also go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com and, you know, go there, buy yourself some swanky swag that'll help us grow. Or you can use the affiliate link for Tokyo Treats along with coupon code Featured Anime. When you use that coupon code with our affiliate link, you'll get $5 off that first box. And trust me, those treats are worth it, and they are very, very delicious. And if you want to reach out to us, contact us, or anything like that, you can also go to featuredanimepodcast.com. All our contact information and everything is available to you on there, where you can find us and reach out to us and all that wonderful stuff. And now on to the meat and brotatoes. The year is 2010, or when this anime actually takes place. And it's three OVAs long, basically chronologically telling the life story of these people. When this aired was May 2007 through September 2007. The studio for it, PPM. It's an original work, and the genres are action, girl love, sci-fi, military. The duration for each one, it starts off at like 45 minutes, and by the time you get to the third one, it's 30 minutes. So it actually gets shorter as it progresses on. Now, back to the year 2010. The world has basically started dying off. All the men in the world have died. There's just women left in the world, and the world is polluted and heavily damaged beyond belief. And with economy and society collapsing, people are fighting amongst each other. And then in the middle of all of this, you have, I couldn't help but laugh because of the last name of one of our main characters, but I will talk about her last name in a second.
Okay.
You have Hitomi, who is a very courageous captain who basically can live with never sleeping, but hallucinates all the time, unless she gets knocked out, in which case she does actually technically sleep. And then you have Kisaragi, Makoto, Julia are like kind of like the main characters for this. And then you have Yuki Ice Tea.
Yeah.
Which is why I had to pause, because I pulled it up. It was like Ice Tea, spelled ice hyphen T. Yeah. Ice Tea. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
I feel like the names would have been easier to remember if we had some kind of subtitles to go off of.
I could only find it in English.
Yeah, me too.
I know that there is a sub version out there somewhere out in the ether. But you know, it kind of is what it is with the studio PPM. If you're not familiar with that studio, I honestly do not blame you. They came out with three movies or three different projects. You have Ice, which is this one. And then a year later, they came out with Ice, the movie, which is basically a summarization of the three OVAs. Followed by Prayers, which is two OVAs, roughly 30 minutes long. And that's it. They have nothing else. So what's really interesting, and I can't help but say it's interesting, is that this came out in 2007, the year 2007, not 1997, not 1987, 2007. And the reason why I say that is because when you watch it to 1:1 ratio and the animation is very, very early 90s, late 80s, reminiscent.
Yeah, I was honestly very surprised when you were telling me it was in 2007. I was expecting relatively close to Ninja Scroll.
Yeah.
Like that era.
Yeah, yeah. It really kind of surprised me, too, with how it came out. Like you wouldn't think that in 2007 that they would have came out with an animation like this or with it being a 1:1 ratio.
Yeah, that's... I didn't think anything. Again, I thought it was much older, so I figured I was trying to give it some leeway. But 2007 is far. There's no excuse. There's no excuse.
No, there isn't. And the story, honestly, is it's very unique. It's very interesting to say the least, and it does take a couple of interesting turns. Now, being that the story deals with basically all men having died on the earth, on the world, and just women there. There's a lot of temperaments and tempers, ideologies and friction amongst clans and people and everything like that. And a lot of blame being thrown out there throughout the whole series. And you can't help but just like, oh man, like who hurt the writer for this?
Who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
Let's get it all over here. Let's
like what happened? Like something. I mean, like, because it's like a lot of, and you know, I mean, like, to be fair, I get it. Right. I understand. Right. Half the world's basically doomed to die. All right. But I don't need three episodes telling me how horrible the previous generation was. And that's what they kept saying. It was the previous generation's fault. It's all their fault. It's their fault. This, their fault, that the last generation, this, the last generation, that. And it's like, all right, cool. I get it. You're upset. You're angry about the whole thing. But then they also come up with like a special project too, at the exact same time. And it's called ICE. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, right, the original premise and ideology behind it was like, oh, these girls are going out there, you know, fighting over the last DNA. And that is not what it is. It is some kind of special splooge that they are using that turns them into a giant popsicle that then they're able to pop out a baby while still being encased in ice, like relatively quick too, after being encased in ice.
Yeah. So the way that I understood it was you injected this serum however you decide to inject it.
Well, we only know of one way they inject it. Yeah, well, we'll let your imagination run wild with that.
I'm not comfortable describing it on a podcast.
Yeah, no, we're not going to. It's not kid friendly. Let me throw this out there right there. It is not kid friendly.
No, it's not. But so you're injected with this serum. And essentially your body goes into this auto protect something, you're cocooned in this ice, and then you're able to reproduce somehow, some way, but you're able to reproduce a boy.
Well, we only saw one boy that was produced. Correct. All right.
And we only saw one person request specifically to get a boy.
Right. So we don't know people. We don't know the details. We don't know the technicalities behind it. However, that boy did not live long, and it took a very dark turn when it came up. It's like, what do I do? They're freaking out over this baby. They're like, oh my God, what is this? What do I do? Or anything like that. And they're looking at a baby. And then you have Julia, the commander, pop on screen. He's like, kill it now. What? Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's like, everyone's all worried about the end of the human race, everyone dying off. It's like, oh, there's a baby boy. Kill it. Kill it now.
So what I'm thinking happened, and this would make sense.
I
know what
happened. I mean, but
they killed it.
They killed it.
But I'm trying to justify in any fashion the reaction, such a terrified, oh no reaction. they've only known for the last, what, how long has this been going on? 10 years, maybe 12? No. It's been going on for more than that, because one of the leaders of the other factions was, what, 35-ish, roughly?
Who knows?
25?
We know it's been going on for a long time, probably 20 years.
20 years. Okay, let's just say 20. So for the last 20 years, the only thing you've known about is men are bad, men are evil, men caused all of this. True or not, it's what you were given, it's what you know.
Well, now they also say previous generation, mm-hmm, a lot too. So it's like, oh, it was the previous generation that did it, it was the previous generation that said it, right? So it's, yes,
but they also say it was, that they also go on to say that it was the men who did this, it was the men who did it, the men caused the imbalance and stuff like that. So yes, they're talking previous generations didn't care, but later on they specifically reference men being the problem, because it's all women. Only the women survived, right?
Well, again, they use both interchange, right? So when this, when mm-hmm, certain things come up, it was previous generation did this, the previous generation did that, the previous generation did this. And then you'll have someone else that'll say men did this, men did that, men did this. Right. Mm-hmm. So they use them interchangeably. It's not just one specific group or one specific gender. Right. It's them specifically saying men and calling out certain aspects of it. And then they're saying previous generation and calling out certain aspects of it as well. So they're using it interchangeably. Okay. So they're kind of like walking that line where they're like, they're not exactly sure who to fully cast blame on. But the obvious people that they can blame is previous generation, and who's the easiest people to blame when they're not there, right?
I mean, so. I see what you're saying. I didn't see it as prevalently as you did. But my thing is, the reason why there was such a visceral reaction was because it was a boy. Previous generation, understandable, but the previous generation didn't confront them right there. It was something different than they'd ever seen before. One, a baby. I mean, come on.
That is the biggest thing, is that it's a baby, right? So it's not, had nothing to do with the fact that it was a boy, right? Is what I would assume.
Okay.
All right. It's that a baby came into existence from something in ice that literally turns into a monster. Or when damaged in a particular way will kill or destroy everything within a certain radius.
And that was kind of weird too.
Yes.
Like, straight up odd. Maybe they shouldn't have killed it. Just saying. It would have saved a lot of lives. And they were not shy about blood and guts.
No, they weren't.
They were not shy about blood.
But guts, also, I didn't really see too much. At the same time, like, they weren't exactly destroying or getting rid of the people that were encased in ice either. They were keeping them.
Yes. But I thought they were keeping them specifically for breeding purposes, or potentially.
No, just for testing purposes, like that. They were strictly using them for experiments, or for, in Julia's case, decoration, because they were just kept underneath her floor, like quite literally. So
that was creepy. That was creepy. There's so much about this that just strike all kinds of weird nerves. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it was frustrating because, yes, they're all supposed to be women, but they vary so much in mannerisms and stuff like that.
Right.
And not to say that there are specific mannerisms that women only have, but what I'm trying to say is, without half of the sex, for some reason, they still fell into certain groups of, like, fighters and non-fighters and maids and...
Well, and you still have, like, when you have a bunch of people and the resources are finite, you're going to have people that fall within certain personality characteristics, right? And that's what this strongly highlights, is it highlights personality characteristics. Some people are natural leaders. Some people are very narcissistic, egotistical, mean, whatever, what have you. Some people are happy in one particular role. Others are happy in another particular role. And this basically quantified that all on the female spectrum side.
Took that up to an 11. That's for damn sure. And then the one chick closer to the end of the, like, not the end, but closer to episode 3, didn't question anything at all. Oh, you want me to kill my comrades because now they're evil? Okay, no problem. Boom. What?
Well, for the one that was doing it, her purpose for actually just blindly following and everything is because for her, she wants to have a baby. And she saw that was a possibility of coming to fruition with them learning about the ICE project, which is where the name of the anime comes from. ICE. It was the actual name of the project. And they broke it down. It's like an acronym or something like that. I think they gave the name for whatever. I can't remember. Obviously did not rank high on the mental of important enough to remember. So I don't care point. But yeah, that was her thing. Like, she had the report, she knew who to go to, and that's why she went to Julia. She was like, hey, I have this information. I want this. And it's like, and that's why it was easy for her to like do all these things, because she literally wanted something in return. And in Vinland Saga, if you remember what one of the main characters said, is he said, the best kind of slave is a slave that doesn't know that they're a slave, because he had Thorfinn. Basically, he would do the bidding, do whatever he wanted and everything like that. It didn't matter what it was. All he had to do was just say, yes, I will do this one thing for you. And he would like go throw himself in the most dangerous, outrageous situations. Right. And so it's the same kind of mentality. It's like, hey, I now know what's important enough for you to basically, I can give you whatever order and you're not going to question it because you think you will get what you want in the end.
Yeah, I guess what you want is most important over everything else. Self-desire, that's not correct, right?
Self-gratification?
Yes. Yeah, self-gratification is worth more than anybody else's everything else.
Yes. Yes, so. Yes. And one of the things though that they kind of go on is, one, the world is changing and everything, and the spin or the twist that I kind of saw coming, but it was like, I can't believe they actually went this route type of thing, was it's like, oh, we're going to broach on terraforming. It's like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, but it's aliens terraforming us. It's like, what? No. And it's like, yeah, you kind of got the hint. World's ecologically changing. Everything's changing into monsters or whatever else. Everyone's dying. The climate's changing. There's alien looking structures like over there that you look at the quote unquote towers, right? They look pretty alien to me. Yeah. Terraforming is not a far stretch.
Yeah. Well, in the way that they did it was the animals. So something happened to the atmosphere that changed the DNA of everybody. Obviously, it killed off all the men. It altered the women, and it altered their food supply. Any live animal, if they eat a blade of grass, if they eat an animal, they die. And vice versa, they can't be eaten, which I guess is a good thing. Well,
it's because they do broach on the subject of it is because their bodies are so poisonous. You know, that if the animals eat them, they will die, and they can't eat the animals because their bodies can't metabolize the food. And it's not that it changed them physiologically. I think what I think it is because they're trying to eat an alien species, the likes of which they have never eaten before. You can't exactly eat it. It's like, what is this alien? I'm going to eat it. So they go with the mentality of, oh, well, there's all this processed food that's left, and that's all we can eat. We can't eat the animals anymore. Instead of it being like, which towards the end, you know, it's like, oh, terraforming for aliens or whatever, blah, 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 is the route they went. But when they're saying that at the time, it's like, okay, well, that's weird. But when they start talking about terraforming, it's like, oh, the reason why you can't eat it is because they're alien species, and the only untainted food is the food that's been processed and packaged and has been there for well over a decade, because that food should not be good still.
But somehow crab meat is still fresh.
You know what? Everything's still fresh, including the refrigerated stuff. I mean, like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
It don't make much sense.
half this anime didn't make much sense.
Oh, man. But, yeah, like, as much as I would love to say that this is worth your time, and we definitely should, like, broach further, they did make a movie you mentioned and said that basically takes all three OVAs and mashes them together. Unfortunately, I don't really see too much extra, too much more story to go off of. Maybe they can add something. I don't know.
Yes.
Like, if they were to make the movie, let's say they made a movie, right? Obviously they did. But if they made the movie and they added an extra story, an extra plot point, an extra something, it might be worth it. But yeah, it sounds like a shorter version of the OVA. So they might drop other stuff out.
If you could account for the time duration for it, it's probably works out to be the exact same because you don't have to worry about the credits at the end of each episode.
You have the 8-minute credits. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, whatever. I mean, like, do they do a great job of explaining everything? No. Are you left with a lot of questions and going, what the hell? Yes. Is there a reason why they went with the one by one ratio? No. Why? Why not? Felt good at the time. Did they? I mean, like in 2007, should they have used a early 90s, late 80s animation style? No.
No.
Did they? Yes. Do they feel like it paid off? I bet they thought it paid off. It didn't pay off, but I bet they thought it paid off. I don't know. There was just so...
There was potential. The story sounds like it could have something good. The story sounds like it could be decent given the proper context. Like, there is potential there, but it's not, it didn't live up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not in the least.
So, like, in order to make this work, you got to basically start from the ground up, keep the premise and get a different team to work out the actual story, because you've got no direction. There's this lady that dies in the very beginning. She seems like she's going to be a focal point, right?
Well,
she seems like she's going to be important.
She didn't die in the beginning. She was just...
Truxton twerked on her.
Yeah, but she did not die.
How did she survive?
I don't know how she survived. But ask the writers.
That was a GTA-style skid.
Did you, okay, let me ask you this. Did you watch it in full?
In full what?
In full.
Yeah.
In other words, at the end...
Yeah, she showed up at the end, yeah, but... Why? Why was she there to begin with?
Why was she there in the hospital to begin with? Who knows? Yeah. Because she was hit by a truck.
Well, here's the
thing. Why would you not be in the hospital after you got hit by a truck?
I saw the end, right? Where she's in the hospital, and it's a silent movie style thing.
Yeah, which I am regrettable in that I don't read fluent Japanese yet, so I apologize. I can't translate what happened there for you.
I don't read it at all, unfortunately. Well, that's not true. The die text messages I understood because I recognized it. Mm-hmm. It was I know what a square looks like. That looks like and the actions following. That makes sense. There was no context actions in this side by side in this right. Silent movie thing. And I was like, okay, so she survived. Okay. She's got a control. Is that a controller? No, that's not a controller. It seems important. It has no bearing at all throughout the entire show, but she's given this amulet looking thing that she's holding onto at the end and blah. I'm like, okay, what was the point in that? What was the reasoning behind?
Okay. So what was the point of this entire thing?
Someone had some money to spend.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, all in all, the animation, not bad if you're into that style. Everything else sucked. And it not because if you took individual pieces out and look at if you look at just the story, it's got potential. If you look at just the animation quality, it's got potential. It's a bit wonky. Case in point, I was talking to you before. There was a scene where the guardian that ends up being prevalent and using a sword a lot cuts open the aforementioned crab meat out of a can. When she stabs the sword into the top of the can and starts cutting it, the sword is facing the wrong way. And then halfway through the cut, it flips, then going the right way.
Yeah, but, Like when you're dealing with alien terraforming, iced tea.
Of course, swords cut from the dull side.
Maybe she sharpened it from the other side, too. With that fancy eye.
Yeah. So, it's just attention to detail would have been great. They definitely had points in there that would draw a male audience, but I feel like those were just frivolously thrown out because they had excess budget that they should have given to a director. There were maybe six scenes total, two scenes per show that made it not okay to watch at work. If you'd have just taken that out, I don't think it would have hurt the story at all.
Yeah, no, if you just cut out the first three episodes, the story would have improved, I feel.
It would have salvaged itself.
It would have salvaged itself. Right. And I do want to clarify for everyone, really quick, when I'm saying one by one, no, I don't mean literally a one by one. I know the original TVs were a 4x3. I'm just saying it was in a square format for the TVs. And I'm bringing that up because when I said that, you looked at me like, is this fool?
I didn't understand. Okay. I'd love to be like, no, I knew, I got what you're talking about. I didn't quite understand what you were talking about at all. No, but it's, I was like, do you do? I'm not going to question it. So it's probably something I can ask you later.
Yeah. No, I was like, thought about it. I was like, I know people are going to be like, hey, Jack, you're stupid. There is no one by one. It's like, I know it's 16:9 for today. It's like a 4x3 aspect ratio for the old TVs or whatever, but saying a 1:1 is the easiest way to plainly state it was square, literally.
So yeah, it just wasn't formatted for any kind of viewing pleasure.
Yes. So, all right. With that being said, I honestly don't have too much. I don't have too much else I can say.
You're lured. Yeah. Just watch our podcast. Save yourself another 2.5 extra hours of brain power.
Save yourself all the brain power. Don't watch the movie. Don't watch the series. Ignore it. Pretend like it never existed.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So on a scale of up to tensor, how would you rate this?
So I know that my anime list rated it, I think, even keel 5. Most people rated it around 5. I'm not going to do that. I can't follow.
It was like 5.25.
It was in the 5s. I'm not going to do that. I cannot, in good conscience, recommend this to anybody.
Well, you also have to keep in mind that that is the average score for...
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So it's not like
some people gave it a 0. Some people gave it a 9. I get it. I'm not the normal. I get that, but I cannot give it anything higher than a 2.
Okay.
Because it's not a 1. It's not glass lip, but it's damn close.
It is really close. Yes.
So, the lack of plot.
I'm not afraid to give it a 1. I'm going to give it a 1. It was trash. I would say purge it from existence. Set it ablaze. Get rid of it. I would put this on the same pedestal of Glass Lip. I actively disliked this. It was just bad. I could not help but wonder why I was watching this and just go, wow, this is just really bad. It's really bad writing, really bad animation, made no sense. They couldn't pick a storyline and stick with it. Music wasn't really there or prevalent. And when it was, it just kind of was there. And the icing on the cake for it, it wasn't even like Sin bad, right? So at least Sin was bad, but it made it good and fun. This was just bad. And then they Sin went like for bad. Some dub B house industrial mix music, and they had everyone basically waltzing to it in the middle of the rave, right? And also, in case you didn't notice, it looked like they mastered cloning, so I don't know why they're worried about anything. Because you can clone, apparently, because everyone of a lower rank looked identical.
Yeah.
So cloning has been perfected. And they're like, possibly. Oh, well, the human race is just going to die off. You're cloning people by the hundreds. I don't think that's going to be an issue. So, you know, they couldn't pick a storyline. They couldn't stick to it. It was bad. Animation bad. Music bad. Aspect ratio horrible. Flat out one. All right. It was just bad. It was horrible. I actively hated this while I was watching it. It was just bad.
Wow. Okay. Right. Surprised you got through it. Yeah, dedication.
I did get through it. I get through them all. I have not watched one where I didn't watch it all the way through.
I am proud to say I have. And I would do it again if you got that.
There's a few you haven't watched all the way through.
There's one I will fully admit 100%, not even a shadow of a doubt.
I made one episode
and was like, nope, sorry.
Yep. So, all right. So
interesting.
Next week, we're going to be watching Planetarian Chisana Hoshi no Yume, which is a random choice. It's five episodes. Each one's under 20 minutes. So honestly, I hope it's less painful than the ones we've been watching. I hope
We're on the ground floor. You can only go up from here.
Exactly. So if you feel like we did it too much justice, not enough justice, both are very possible for some people, or just plain old got everything wrong, or just plain old being a couple dum-dums, feel free to reach out to us. Let us know. All our contact information is available in our show notes. You can also go to featuredanimepodcast.com. If you want to help us grow and support us and get yourself some perks, like hearing some of the pre-show content that we usually pump out with every single episode, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. And then, a dollar a month will get you access to that bonus content. Or if you want to support us through other means, you can go to
shop.anime.
If you want to help support us through other means, you can go to Tokyo, use our affiliate links in the show notes, go to tokyotreats.com and with our affiliate link, and then use coupon code featured anime, get yourself $5 off that box. And until next time, I'm Jack.
And I'm Rick, and we'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.